Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, we got like 5 emails about people pooping themselves. That's okay. Stop those. It's not about just pooping yourself. The failed testers.
Well, the one guy failed a tester, and then once he got home, there was more than that. That he did technically fail a tester.
Okay, got it. All right.
Do we want to get into this one?
I thought it was a pretty good email.
Yeah, the brass knuckle one's a good one too. Then yeah.
Doug says, I failed the tester back in 07. He remembers the year.
Wow. Well, it's the failed tester of 07. People know around the house that
way. This story, it seems like, would make an impression upon you.
Yeah. Oh, he was at a bookstore that no longer exists. Busy intersection in Omaha. I normally drink just regular coffee on this day. I decided to have one of those frappy, crappy whipped cream and chocolate drizzled drinks.
Yeah.
Mistake number one. Yeah. 30 to 45 minutes later, I felt a slight rumbling and went for the tester right there in the cafe area. I was sitting alone. There was enough noise from other customers around, so no one would hear it. Off goes the tester, and it immediately felt moist.
Off goes the tester.
Upon further explanation in the stall, it was a shart for sure. Confirmed shart. I should have taken care of it right there in the Borders bathroom. Oh, that's the bookstore.
Yeah.
But I don't like to poop in places like that. Mistake number two. I don't get people who
first
can't
of all, if you're gonna poop
in public,
that's
sometimes
the place
you don't
to
have
poop.
A choice.
Yeah.
A bookstore, it's either public or your pants.
Yeah. A bookstore is gonna be a fairly clean bathroom. It's not a bar, it's not a restaurant. I'm thinking a bookstore would be the place to go, you know?
Yeah, I would think those would be clean.
It is pretty quiet.
Yeah, they're gonna hear if they hear you through the bathroom door out in the Borders, you're right.
Every men's room should just have like a diesel generator running in the corner just to cover up the noise of the room.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's real or not, but I've been seeing this Instagram reel pop up that is a guy who wants to propose to his girlfriend and he wants to surprise her when she comes out of the bathroom. And like the whole plane is there ready to like cheer. And she says yes, but then from the bathroom it's just just blasting.
On the plane?
Yeah.
All right.
It's probably staged. All the fart videos I want to be real are not.
I know, are staged. I know.
Okay, there's more here.
Nothing's real.
Head home to finish. There's more to come.
I don't believe it anymore, man.
Right.
Clenched as tight as possible to head out. Oh, he's on a bike here, I think. Of all the days
brutal.
I could have chosen to ride my bike, why this one? I didn't live
motorcycle?
Far.
Do you have an Elmo helmet on, too? He's pooping himself with an Elmo helmet on.
This sounds like a bike.
Elmo
bike.
Wipe.
So he's a few miles up the road, but the street he's going on isn't flat. Sitting down in the seat helped to keep it corked, but going up a hill, I would have to stand. I managed to get all the way home.
Oh, it's a riding bike. Okay, it's a riding bike.
Yeah, bicycle.
As soon as I got to the front door, my innards couldn't hold it anymore. I pooped my pants right there. I just got in the shower, fully dressed, stripped down below the waist, and threw everything in the trash.
Trash?
Celebrating 16 years since I last pooped my pants.
All right.
Love the show.
That's a long time.
Catch up on the podcast down in New Orleans.
At least he's celebrating his 16 years.
Yeah, I love that. Commemorating at least. He should, he's sharing it right now with us. Thank you. Appreciate that.
He pooped his pants so hard he moved.
And I just like that he got into the shower completely clothed.
I'm fine with that part, but I'm
stripped
also
stripped everything off.
I'm also don't understand why he threw everything away. It's just it's
feces.
Called washed.
Yeah.
You could wash it, man.
You could wash them away.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if he was a hardcore bicyclist and was wearing bike shorts or something, I mean, they might have been kind of ruined, you know. Yeah.
Those instantly become your bad luck pants.
that too.
Ruined. I mean, how bad are you pooping? You can't get poop stains out through a wash, man. That's a, you know, unless there's blood in there. You know, maybe cut himself in the taint or something. You know?
Yeah, but you come on. You've never made a mess of something and just looked at it and went, forget it and just throw everything away.
Not clothes. Maybe a pair of underwear, maybe, but not the rest of my clothes, you know. I don't know what kind of mess you're making.
Then Dane sent us an email. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw it. It was attached with an image, but it appears to be a sex doll for dogs. Although I'm sure it's used for nefarious purposes.
It was called my mom's slipper. With Sparky was banging the hell out of that thing years ago. No, it was Choo-Choo, yeah.
Okay.
We had a chihuahua that was a fluffy chihuahua, the long-haired chihuahuas, and my mom's slipper looked similar in fur. We'd walk in the room, and she'd be in there just taking care of that thing, man, just making that slipper her own, man, or his own, I should say. And but it was he'd only do it when we weren't around. Like behind the closed door, like he knew he was doing something wrong. Like we'd walk in the door and he'd be in the bedroom going, "Oh,
wouldn't put on a show for you."
Just banging his slipper, man.
Well, that's nice that he at least found a private place to do that. You know, most dogs don't have that bit of humility.
Yeah, you're right.
They just lean down and lick their crotch right there in the middle of the living room.
Time to masturbate.
Now this one has a little
old lady's slipper
pocket attachment, where the butt would be, and you could also cover it up.
Why don't you just fix your dog? By the way, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, they still have that tendency sometimes.
The urge doesn't go away.
Oh, no, no. They hump everything. Yeah. That's just a matter of marking their territory.
Yeah.
So one of our dogs, he's old, so I don't think he's going to change his ways. I don't know if there's anything we can do to get him to stop. He just licks his paw constantly like he's a cat.
Did you see
it drives me nuts. Is there any way to get that to stop?
There's a click on the... I've been seeing a story for weeks now. I never clicked on it, saying why dogs lick their paws, and I don't know. You know, I didn't.
He does it constantly.
You
know, try to like move his mouth away from his paw, and then he'll lick the air a couple times.
Does it
I don't
hurt?
Know. It looks. I'm surprised it's not just like raw.
Injuries, skin conditions, environmental factors, parasites, and food allergies are among the few reasons that could cause
your dog with a food allergy.
I don't know what food allergy to have. He eats one food.
Is he licking it raw?
No, it's just like a constant like whapping.
It could be. We had a dog that the vet said like she liked to chase her tail. You know,
I get that.
And he said that's kind of a doggy form of OCD. Maybe the licking of the paw is just kind of a little mild OCD that he's got.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Is that the dumb dog?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe he's just paranoid. You calling it dumb all the time.
Well, he can't hear anymore.
Okay.
So don't think that's a friend. Unless it was just, you know, boy, he's
yeah, but he heard you for all those other years.
Yeah.
How old's the dog, man?
Oh, what, 15?
Okay.
Right. Oh, wow.
My daughter was... She like broke down one day. She was just like crying. We're like, "What's wrong?" And she's like, "said I what if Tucker just thinks everybody stopped talking to him?"
Well, they don't have a complex brain, so hopefully it gets over it.
No,
probably just glad that they.
I think he's thinking about less than your average dog would think about.
Is this the one that would drop a deuce and then howl at the moon?
Oh, he still does that. Because he'll start.
I've done that.
You let him outside, and he can't hear, but I think he can feel the vibrations of the neighbor dogs barking.
Right, right.
So when he starts barking, you're gonna have to go outside and grab him because he won't stop barking at the neighbor's dogs, or he's just gonna bark four times because he just took a dump.
I'm watching an old Family Guy last night, and it was one I'd never seen where Quagmire has to go to jail for 20 years because apparently he's a pedophile in this episode, and. And he dated a girl who was too young, that kind of crap on that show, because he's a freak. But he goes to Joe before he goes to jail. He goes, "Hey, thanks for taking care of my cat." He goes, "I already did that." He goes, "Dropped off the pound today. He went peacefully." But
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is the same episode, by the way. We got every time we laugh at a Deadpool name, we've got to remember that it might have came from Family Guy.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis and the Jews is Family Guy.
Oh.
Yep. Did not know that.
No.
We talk about, they do one of those little side things. They go, how about that band, Huey Lewis and the Jews? And they show Huey Lewis and the Jews. It's Huey Lewis and all these guys with beards, you know, the whole
the
Jewish.
Curls and the
yeah,
hats.
Basically. And the,
yeah.
And, he, and the song is, the first lyrics up. We don't take money. And then the guy, the other Jews go, we quit, and they leave. That's the scene. So I'm reading this. There was some woman influencer, and I think she makes sense here because I think this is a flashback for a lot of dudes who have done something wrong. And it says, it's seven words a guy will say that you know he's cheating on you. Like, you suspect him, and you face him. And if he says these things, he's doing it. Go ahead and believe what you want.
I saw this article.
Because the fact is, he's right about that. I think we've all said that. I mean, maybe some of the guys in the studio haven't said that. But I never cheat on my wife, but I've cheated on girlfriends before. And you go ahead and believe what you want. It's probably come out of my mouth before when I was completely guilty. Because they said a guy that didn't do anything defends himself vigorously. And I've done that, too. When I was accused of something where I didn't do anything wrong. So I think she's right about that. Because that's just a guy thing. So, you know, that's just a regular argument thing. Oh, go ahead, believe you want. Well, you did it, Dan. Yeah. You did it.
Well, I guess I'm not going to change your mind, so whatever.
Yeah. That's it. Well, I've always said, that was a line we used to bring up all the time, when somebody would say to you, don't lie to me. Okay, of course, I banged her. Yes, I banged her. And say it sarcastically, yeah. But you're still saying it.
And I'm not lying to you.
You're not lying. Yeah. You can never catch say I wasn't lying. I told you. But it was sarcastic. Well, no, I just said it that way. Yeah. Todd, have you said go ahead and believe what you want before? I know you have.
I probably have.
Yeah.
But the aggressively defending yourself doesn't work either.
It doesn't, but if you didn't do it, you do defend yourself. I'm just telling for future guys that are about to cheat or have cheated or and starting to get caught or something like that, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, or husband, whatever. Go ahead and believe you want. Yeah, that's a big red flag.
Kind of an admission of guilt.
I think it is, yeah. When I read
so
that.
So even if you did do it,
it's not a denial.
So even if you did do it, you still need to vigorously defend yourself and say, no, I did not. Yeah. No, I did not. Deny.
Yeah. We've always said that, too. But I think a lot of guys, you fall to that, though. You get tired of that. So you say, oh, well, go ahead and believe what you want. And then that means he did it. You know.
Yeah, but this is
if a guy is constantly, you know, accused and he's not doing it, and you might as well go ahead and do it.
Well, if she's constantly accusing you of cheating and you're never cheating,
yeah, that's pretty lame.
Maybe it's
she's a bitch.
Break up. It's time to move on.
It might
she's
be her
little possessive.
Yeah,
she
just
is at that point.
Find a different girlfriend.
Right.
Or something.
But if a dude's not cheating and he's constantly accused of it, wouldn't that lead him just like, hey, if I'm being accused of this?
Might as well
do it.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, that used to be a thing.
Yeah, but if it's just a boyfriend girlfriend situation, you're just dumping her. You know, I mean, you're not going to.
She keeps accusing you of doing something right.
Yeah, you're not going to cheat on her.
A lot of boyfriend and girlfriends just stay together, man. You know. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, that guy's wife shaved.
Oh yeah,
you got the email.
We got the follow up on that.
She shaved her leg. Did he say her pie was like overgrown?
Her legs and her
armpits, yeah.
I got the email here.
I'm guessing the whole wolf.
Don't say my name.
I piss off some guy when I say we all say wolf.
Quick update. In all caps, three exclamations, she shaved.
Yeah, that's why I saw the email.
I only had to promise her a week-long vacation away from home, and after a bunch of huffing and puffing and blowback at me, she finally gave in and shaved. Definitely improved things in the bedroom for both of us. Funny thing is, now she says she feels more like a woman again and can wear dresses and other outfits.
She's not
show off her legs.
Laying there. Right.
So she's
right.
Continuing to shave.
She feels better about herself. Go figure. She's been shaving ever since. Cross your fingers this lasts for a while.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Oh, good for both of them. If it helped things in the bedroom for both of them, good job.
I wonder if she shaved just her legs, though, and not her armpits. And maybe in the pie area, too.
I don't know if he mentioned the armpits. I thought it was just the belt areas.
Yeah, well, which is everything.
If all of that was an issue, how often are the armpits coming up in the bedroom?
There's a
breast man, an ass man, and he's like, I'm an armpit guy.
That stuck to the tape.
Well, the guy laying there. Well, it's funny because that Naked and Afraid, the only episode I watched, that Naked Dating, the only one I saw was that hot black chick, and she was cute. She had a nice body. She raised her arms, and she had hairy armpits, and those dudes, now granted, they might have just said, because it was two people left, the stud-looking dude and the schlub guy, and she picked the stud-looking dude.
Shocking.
They both went, ooh. But I think they might have done that just to get picked, don't you think, Nick?
Maybe
British guys were in hairy armpits.
I watched this over the weekend, too. I watched the first episode.
Okay, yeah. You notice that? They both kind of go, ooh.
Yeah, they both played it off oh, that's cool. I think the one guy she picked actually said something about, you can make decisions for your own body, and that's not my decision, and blah, blah, blah. And then, they were both trying to say what they needed to win.
Well, I think that guy might have said that because he has the stupidest haircut in the world.
It was kind of dumb.
And he also has elephant ears on his thighs.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a tattoo.
And she picked him. she picked the guy with the elephant ears around his crotch.
The schlub guy was left, like a normal looking dude, kind of a gut, kind of schlubby, not that hot.
I was rooting for him.
He made the final two. And she still didn't pick him.
Well, and then he got eliminated, and they do the after interview, and he was even like, I was surprised I made it this far, too. I didn't think she was going to go for a guy like me.
He was totally surprised. He was just happy to be number two, man.
Yeah. But I did like that one of the questions they asked when they finally let him speak was, what's one thing you like about your body? What's one thing you don't like? And the guy with the elephant ears tattoo was like, the tattoo.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said because he mentioned he says you learn don't get drunk with your friends in Thailand, and let them take you to a tattoo parlor.
Don't you take those elephant ears because obviously his dong's supposed to be the trunk but what are the balls supposed to be? I don't know, man. Like the jowls
like
of the elephant?
Yeah, like the turkey gobbler.
But don't you think at that point, since you can't get it erased, or you could probably get those erased, they were just lines, but you put flames down there or something. Don't you just add on to it so it's not elephant ears?
I think at that point, I think I'm going for the tattoo removal over covering it up.
Because it's just a line.
Yeah, it was a pretty simple tattoo, and I don't think I don't want to go through more tattooing on my upper thigh groin area.
That would hurt.
That would hurt.
Yeah. That's a sensitive area. I think
this guy's proud of that. If he wasn't, he would have gone on this show.
No, he said that the thing he didn't like the most about his body was the tattoo.
If it really bothered him, I don't think he'd be like, I'll be on the Naked show. Everybody can see that. I'd have a hard time picking out anything I liked about my body.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, she's already pointed out some things she likes.
How would you answer that? What do you like most about your body? I don't know. I can nap regularly.
Is it the inside of his thighs?
Yes.
His
dong looks like the elephant trunk.
Oh, well, that is a sensitive area.
Yeah, like the front of his upper junkle area and thighs.
Junkle.
Yeah, even getting that covered up would be painful, I would think.
Yeah, I wouldn't want any more tattooing in that area. I would say let's have this removed.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.